Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Beningo bracket of pain is down to the dirty dozen. By the end of this segment, we will be down to the final four. It's the regional championship. Yesterday, we saw the Charles Smith Memorial very easily, very handily defeat the Camby McDice trade in the Knicks versus Knicks battle. It was a nice, easy victory. I don't think the Charles Smith Memorial ever sweat. A nice victory, and as a one seed, they're in the Final Four. But boy, was it a nail-biter for the Franklin College Regional Championship between the 98 AFC title game and the 82 AFC title game. But the 1998 AFC title loss to the Denver Broncos prevailed in a nail-biter. They, too, are in the Final Four.
You know what? I want to throw this in. I think, because the Final Four will be done after today.
Yes.
We need to do, and I don't know who would do this. I'm not doing it. But, I mean, you know, when we would go to the Final Four, and I would always get, like, the shirt for the teams in the Final Four. Like,
yes.
They always have the four logos of the four schools there.
Of course.
They'll, like, have something like that for this. Like the Final Four of pain.
So we would have Charles Smith.
Charles Smith would be on it. I don't know who you want to put on it in the '98 championship game.
Boy, I tell you, I was just thinking about that.
Where are you going with that? You want to have like Keith Byers dropping the ball?
Yeah, you could have the
Dave
kick.
Meggett not covering the ball.
Yeah, Meggett play.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Ed McCaffrey tracing down the field.
Could do that.
You know, just a picture of John Elway jogging off the field, all excited. There's
right.
a lot of ways you go with that.
There is a lot of ways.
Now, let's see who else you're going to add to the Final Four. But those T-shirts could be made, and I'm sure people would wear them.
Yeah. So that's a Joey for from Yonkers thing. Joey,
yeah,
that's your deal.
Yeah,
Joey.
Get it done.
If anybody could do it, it'd be Joey.
Absolutely. Let's go to the Food Salesman Regional Championship game. The number three seed, the New York Knicks, losing Game 6 and Game 7 of the 1994 NBA Finals. Taking on something we talked about earlier, the infamous Mike Socha game,
Wow.
and the Mets losing the 1988 National League Championship Series.
Wow. Boy, that's a tough call, huh?
Yeah.
You know, as painful as not winning that championship was, right? Still not as painful as Charles Smith, by the way. I know it was the finals. The Mike Socha game to me, I mean, it ripped my heart. It was a rip my heart out moment. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a rip my heart out moment. And I understand the Knicks had a chance to win a title. You know, obviously Game 6 was really the game they needed to win. They didn't. And it was brutal. But, you know, the Knicks still had, you know, some success after that. I mean, that really was it. 1988 was the last shot, really, for that team. I understand 89, they had a decent year. It really wasn't a great year in 89. They won 87 games. They weren't as good then. They did come back and win 91 in 1990. But, of course, that was turned out to be the end of the era. Strawberry was gone and all of that after that season. The Socha game was, it was a Charles Smith moment. I mean, that's the only way I could put it. The Mike Socha home run game in Game 4 of the NLCS in 1988 was a Charles Smith moment. It ripped my heart out. It was a rip, sticking your hand in and ripping my heart out moment. So as bad as it was losing in the finals to the Rockets, as bad as it was bad. There's no doubt. Should have won the title that year. I don't know if they were a better team. I don't know. I know one thing. I know Elijah Wan was better than Patrick in that series, and that, you know, maybe ultimately was probably the difference when all was said and done. I still got to – the Mike Socia game to me is one of those – you know, it's one of those moments that you just – every time you think about it, you just kind of drop your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just kind of drop your head. So I know they had won a championship 2 years earlier. I get it. But like I said, this was – that team to me, 84-90, was a special team. That was my favorite all-time era of Met baseball, for me, personally. All-time favorite. And they were better than the Dodgers. They won 100 games that year. They had the lead in that game. They should have won that game. It's got to be that. It's got to be Socia. Close.
Yeah.
It's about a five-point win. But I got – you know, the Knicks finals, is they're doing a lot of fouling in the last minute.
Right.
But I it's got to be the Mike Socia game.
The Knicks lost in the finals, lost very similarly in this regard as well. They had a chance. They competed.
Right,
they could have
right,
won it. But
right.
In the end, it was Mike Socia. And that game and that NLCS, it's interesting, man. And I'm not surprised by this, just knowing the passion and how you've talked about that game and that series. But that NLCS loss has now defeated the Subway World Series and the Knicks losing in the finals back-to-back. So chances to win championships. Because in this case, if they win that game, I agree with you, they win the series. I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know if they win the World Series. I mean, were they the better team? Probably. But
know.
Who knows?
I mean, that was a pretty good A's team. Wasn't so
sure.
Big against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, Eckersley gives it up in game one. They really never recovered. I know they won the next game, but they never really recovered from that.
But think about that team, that A team. They went to three straight World Series.
Hey, look, they had the Bash brothers. They had Ricky Henderson. I mean, they were a very good team. And they did go to three in a row. You're right.
Yeah. It's almost forgotten about because obviously they lost two of them. And not only did they lose two of them, one was a sweep. One was in five.
Right. And the one they won was a sweep.
Yeah, that one too, right?
So they went to three straight World Series and almost played only one more game than the minimum amount of games you can play in those World Series.
Right, right. But the accomplishment in itself is incredible.
Yes.
I mean, to get to three straight World Series, I know we don't have the layers of playoffs we have now, but still, you have to get through an LCS.
Of course.
It's very impressive. I'm not surprised by this, but Twitter was. 61% of people thought you were going to pick the Knicks losing in the NBA Finals. I was never convinced, ever, that the Knicks could pull this one off. This was always Mike Socia game, NLCS's to lose.
Yeah. It's just one of those, to me, still, it resonates as the worst moment for my Met fandom. It was just such a bad night. It was just so bad. And then for them to go on and lose the series, you know, they lose the next day. They win that game six with Cone pitched great, and McReynolds actually hit a big home run in that game. And then to just sit there and watch Hershiser mow them down in game seven after they were down 7-0, two innings into the game was very hard to deal with.
So the Mike Socia game.
And there was a lot of things going on in my life at that point, too, you know, personally, that I think kind of, you know, plays into it, too. There was a lot of things. My mother had been sick and in the hospital. My first marriage was on its way to ending. All of that would happen in a short period of time after that game. So I think, I think that had a lot to do with that as well. But that, you know, it's got to be the Socia game. It really does.
So we have a Mets moment, a Jets moment, and a Knicks moment in the Final Four. What will join them? We've had great diversity for the Final Four. It comes down to a Mets versus Jets in the overnight regional championship. We've got another number one seed, the Tom Seaver trade, against the number two seed, the Jets, losing in double overtime to the Cleveland Browns in 1986.
Boy, oh boy. Boy, there's a lot of pain in these two moments here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, both of these moments are like personal kind of moments to me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's very, very, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to think of the overall effect. you know, I can still see, you know, like I said, I always think about me walking out the door as Mosley's about to hit the field goal as I'm heading, you know, to the bar to get just fried. because the Jets had blown this game, you know. And then my ex-wife calling me back as Mosley misses the field goal. He misses it. And then me coming back and enduring, you know, another how long a period amount of pain that I had to deal with. The Tom Seaver trade, though, it kind of lingers, you know? I mean, there's lingering effects. I mean, I still see me getting my Sports Illustrated, which I got, you know, I subscribed to for years, getting that Sports Illustrated and seeing Seaver on the cover in a Cincinnati red uniform and how it just, you know, it just lingered. It lingered. And as bad as that loss was to Cleveland, and it's as bad as any loss they've ever had. I mean, you know, it may be the worst loss in history. I think if just when the overall game situation, that probably is
it. The way it was played,
right,
I get that.
Right, right. But the, you know, and maybe they would have beat the Broncos in Denver. I think they had a great chance to do that. They would not have beaten the Giants in the Super Bowl. They were not winning that Super Bowl. The Giants were the best team in football. I make no bones about that. They were 14-2. They would have got blitzkrieged in that game by the Giants. I don't think there's any doubt about it. So they probably saved me the indignity of losing a Super Bowl to the Giants. But, you know, I got to say the Seaver trade, bro. I think I got to go with Seaver. I just think the pain still resonates today for all of this stuff. But I think the as it happened pain was much more difficult. And then having to see Seaver come back and pitch against the Mets at Shea Stadium and, you know, all of that. You know what I mean? Right. All of that surrounded that. So I think I got to go with that. I think it's a very close. I think it's extremely close. This is a, you know, this is another white knuckler, as the late, great Al McGuire would say. This is another white knuckler. No blowout here. But I got to go with the Seaver trade.
And think, it's all about the matchups. In the second round, I thought Tom Seaver was done. Because in the second round, it was Seaver is traded versus Darryl signs with the Dodgers.
That's very tough. That's right.
There was a moment where I thought, wow, Seaver trade's going to get knocked out. And it survived that, beat the Jet draft history, which was its most impressive victory. And now, knocking off maybe the most painful, as you said, the way the game went.
Right.
That most painful game in Jet history to get to the Final Four. That it was a tough road for the Tom Seaver trade.
That was, I mean, like I said, that Jet game, they're up 20-10 with under 5 minutes to go. And the Gastineau roughing the passer. And like I said, you know, Mosley missing that field goal and just everything that surrounded the moment. You know, having to suffer more afterwards. You know, watching Ken O'Brien come in and not do a thing because Walton wouldn't let him. But like I said, I can just see me. As a, 23-year-old, I guess it was 23 at that time. My birthday's in September. So, you know, June of 77, I'm 23 years old. And to see that cover of Seaver, I mean, I can still see the moment when I get it. And I'm looking, I'm like, this didn't happen. Mm. I'm in tears that this has happened. How did this happen? How did we trade this guy? So it's got to be that. It's got to be that.
So three number one seeds in the Final Four and a three seed. So it kind of feels like the NCAA tournament. A couple of 3-1 seeds and a three seed make it to the Final Four. One Knicks, one Jets, two Mets. That's how we get to the Final Four in the Beningo Bracket of Pain. So if you want to make the T-shirt, Charles Smith's face, Tom Seaver's face, Mike Socha, you know, getting all pumped up hitting that home run.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be Socha over Gibson, because even though Gibson got the game winner,
Socha home run. I mean, you got to put Socha's picture on.
And then whatever image you want to take out of the 98
I don't know where you go. I think you got to put a picture of it's got to be the picture of Ed McCaffrey running by Victor Green.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. The one game in which there isn't, and maybe this is why the selection committee only gave him a three seed, which was still a high seed, but not a one seed,
is that
a lot of these games that we've gone through are defined by a moment or a person.
Right.
There's a lot of things that went into the Victor Cruz game, but it's Victor Cruz.
Right.
There's a ton of things that went into the Charles Smith Memorial, but it's Charles Smith.
Yep.
And I think with the Jet-Bronco game in 98, even though it was a brutal loss, I mean, they're up 10-0 with a chance to go to the Super Bowl, a Super Bowl they're probably going to win.
Yep.
There's like five different things you could pick out there isn't that one moment or that one image that defines that game.
No, there is not.
But
you're right.
But we are down.
It's images. Right. I think the two biggest images are McCaffrey beating Victor Green, Dave Meggett not covering the kickoff.
Yeah,
I think those are the two things that jump out at me more than anything in that game.
When Meggett doesn't cover the kickoff, that's when you know, oh my God, thing is turning.
They're dead.
Yeah.
They're in big trouble now.
No doubt. So tomorrow will be the Final Four, and then we will have a champion in the Beningo bracket of
pain. So the champion is crowned tomorrow. No, I guess the Final Four, and then we're going to have just the championship game, I'm assuming, is Thursday.
Yes, and that'll be by the time we get to that, you're going to know the matchup. Like right now, I'm not telling you who's matched up.
No, well, obviously, I'm going to know what the final matchup is going
to
be.
So you'll have a day to at least think about it. You know, it'll be in your brain as you're going to bed, so it won't be.
And obviously, you know right now what these Final Four matchups are.
Yes, and anybody can, if they see the bracket, they know who's facing who. Would you rather not know until tomorrow?
Or do I don't want to know.
Okay,
I don't want to know. No, I don't want to know at all.
All right, you got it.
I don't. I have not known anything to this point. I don't want to know it now. I mean, obviously, I know what's there, but I don't know who's facing who.
And it's all about matchups.
And it is all about matchups. I will say this.
Uh-oh.
I will say that I got a pretty good idea who's winning this.
Really?
I would say that. It'll be interesting to see what the matchup is, but I'm not going to reveal this, but I would say that. I got a pretty good idea what the winner is going to be. That's all I would say right now. Now that I know the Final Four.
All right. Well, you can see the entire bracket at Evan Roberts, WFAN, or WFAN.com/pain.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.